This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome. Like, what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome. Like, what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery, just like Leicester City this season. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
You are watching and listening to Chris and Leicester Till I Die TV on YouTube
and your favorite podcasts.
Are you ready? I'm saying, are you ready?
Till I die.
Right, Chris.
I'm here. There we go. I'll tell you what. Do not go away for the weekend the day before you've got two shows planned. I'll tell you. Welcome along to Sloppy Seconds, as they say. And I have a special guest to have Sloppy Seconds with. And now it's not for me to say that he's a well-known purveyor of Sloppy Seconds, but he was, I believe, I was reading details on earlier. If you are of a certain age, there's TV programs that don't go on and on and on, but just do enough for them to become cults. And this show is probably one of them. It's something, if you remember, called The Call Centre with Nev Wilshire. Rest in peace, Nev. And there's a few people that you might remember from there. One of them, Hayley the Tea Lady. How could you forget her? Mouth on legs, but we'd love her to bits. And this gentleman who was described, he was the sex in the show, I believe. He might deny that. I don't know if he can get away with it or not. But let's bring him in and say hello to Chickenhead.
Yeah, good evening.
How the devil are you, sir?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. That was an impressive introduction there.
Well,
It
has been said my entrance isn't quite as it my so my exit isn't quite as good as my entrance, but that's for another show after midnight. But thank you very much for your kind words. Look, huge. I'm going to get this right now, otherwise you'll be upset. Swansea City fan. Is that right? Hopefully.
Sorry, say that again. I didn't quite catch that.
Sorry, a huge Swansea City fan.
Yeah, massive. Massive. I've been down there watching the Swans since the Vetchfield days.
Brilliant. Oh, my God. That's going back a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Best part of 20 years, no? Not far off. Just under.
And you've seen, obviously, a lot of up and downs in that time. I mean, you know, and being a Leicester fan, I can sympathise with you because, yeah, despite the last decade, pre that, we were up and down like a bridesmaid on the wedding night, you know.
Yeah, you've been pretty much in and out of the Premier League for years, really.
Mm.
Apart from a few seasons here and there.
Yeah. Well, we'll come on to the football in a bit because obviously that's what we're here for. We play each other tomorrow. You'll know this gentleman, Craig, from Up the Cherries in all departments. He's just popped in to say good evening.
I was saying to Craig earlier, it's coincidental. I was on the Bournemouth channel last week, and now you've drawn each other this week. Coincidence?
Yeah, well, we are twins. He is my brother from another mother. allegedly.
I can see the similarities.
I think that's more of an insult to him than it is to me. Although his nickname, the people do say that he is known as Paddy from Emmerdale. So I don't know quite how
he told me his nickname was Lump.
I am not going there. I know him as Paddy Lump. Yeah, I'm not. I dare go there. Talking of nicknames, like I say, you know, we are going to be talking very quickly and briefly about the call centre. I mean, it was a great, great show. I loved it because I was working in a call centre at the time, so I could sort of relate to a lot of what was going on. Obviously, the main person in the call centre, you can see it there, and you are with him there. Looking very professional on that picture, I must admit. That must have been a PR picture.
Yeah.
But we've got to say, Nev, he's no longer with us, you know, RIP. A lovable rogue, shall we call him?
Yeah, he was a big character. You know, I had a lot of time for him. He had a lot of time for me. You know, he helped me a lot, especially when I was younger. You know, I was a bit of a lad, sort of. Back then, you know, going out all the time, drinking, you know, football, you know, just a lad type of stuff. And he sort of like tried to get me on the right path sort of thing. You know, he'd help out, you know, whether he'd let me borrow his cars or he'd give me free tickets nearly every week for the Swans games. Or back then I used to blow money, but I still do now. But he used to, you know, give me a sub here and there. Give me a little bonus and that. But honestly, he was brilliant. He couldn't do enough for me, to be fair. And he was like that with a lot of people. He looked after a lot of people who worked for him.
He did come across, like I say, I remember at the time thinking, like, I don't know whether he'd be a bit too full-on for me as a boss. But he did care about the staff. I mean, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Everybody, like I say, you know, call centres, we all know, you know, about TTP and everything like that. But look, taking that aside, he, you know, like I say, lovable rogue, but that thing that came out that he did, as he did want to be, I mean, I've just literally, I say, I'm watching the DVD at the moment, and I'm just up to...
I bought it last year, funny enough. I got to be honest, people, I think they expect me to watch all the time. I think since it's been on TV, I think I've watched it once. I even bought the DVD last year because I'd lost the copies that I had because I give them out to people to watch.
Yeah.
I bought it last year and I still haven't watched it since. And I keep meaning to watch it back so I can watch, like, because Griff sadly passed away now as well. I'm not sure if you know
whether. Oh, bless him.
Yeah, Griff. And Griff was a very close friend of mine, even after working in the call centre and after the film and everything. I still go pay him a visit. We go play foot golf and that. And I'd be meaning to watch it back just to, you know, watch some footage of him and, you know, bring back memories because we spent a lot of time together. We sat next to each other in work and we had a lot of things in common. We had a great understanding of each other.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about it, isn't it? You know, a lot of us, we look back on memories from work, but you can actually look back at work itself. How true to life was it?
I was saying to Craig the other day, you do get people that ask me, is it acting? Is it real? You know, was it set up and that? But I was saying to Craig, probably about 90% of it is genuine. You get the odd occasion where they'll say, you know, something will be funny and they'll go, oh, do that again, you know? Yeah. There would be sort of, you know, bits and pieces here and there where they'll say, oh, do this again, or can you do this for me? But a lot of it was just off the cuff, just filming as they're going past, or be on the phone to a customer just filming you. You may not even realise it. But, yeah, it was a great experience. I enjoyed it, to be fair. But
Sorry, carry on.
Yeah, I was just saying, I was gutted I didn't go out to India for the third series.
I was going to say, did you go? I haven't actually seen that full series yet. I didn't get that one on DVD.
It did not take off. The first two series went massive.
Yes.
Within a short period of time. There's a bit of a gap then. And then they'd done the Indian. That was the third series. But it just didn't take off because there was a lot of characters missing. It was out in India. The call center, unfortunately, went into liquidation. So staff went their own way. Staff went to set up their own companies and done their own thing. So a lot of the staff weren't there then. So there was no Griff in it, for example. Griff went his own way. He got sacked. I got sacked. So I went to work with a mate called Twee, who was on the program himself.
He'd set up
the call center himself. So I'd gone to work for him not long after I got sacked. And then I had a phone call then. Can I go back? Do I want to go to India? And then at the time, I'd said no because Twee got me back on my feet and got me back into a job. And I was good friends at the time. And I felt my loyalty was with Twee at the time. So I didn't end up going to India. I needed to Griff. And it was just like they sort of forced it. I think it was only Nev and Haley, the main ones that actually went out there. The rest were just like background people who had one or two scenes here and there. But it was just like they kind of forced it. And they just never really took off the third series because a lot of the main characters that were in the first and second series, they never went out there, you know?
Yeah, and I think it worked as what it was. And I think the reason I love it is because it literally, like with Fawlty Towers and like with The Office, it wasn't dragged out. And like you say, the third series, and I've not seen that.
It had its 5 minutes, you know. It was short and sharp, and it was enjoyable. It was a great experience, and it was a good sort of insight to how call centres are run and what goes on and what certain call centres are like. But like I said, the third series just never took off in India. It didn't help as well that they'd actually split me and Griff up as well. So me and Griff obviously used to sit by each other. We were a manager's nightmare.
A few of them.
It just didn't happen with the third series, and then it just died down. And so many, like I said, the call center went into liquidation. Nev moved, a lot of people went elsewhere, and it was just, you know, the band sort of went their own way, you know?
Yes. Yeah, no, I get that. And like I say, I was never, when I worked in the call center, it was never as hard as there, because it wasn't necessarily cold calling. It was like, you know, lukewarm, because we had leads and what have you. How I've got to say, and this is from a personal point of view, is how hard was it? Because you know, when you listen to the calls, and I know even from the lukewarm leads, and you must have got so many more like F offs and stop calling me.
I got to be honest, like it depends on your mindset. There's a lot of people that would take offense to someone telling you to, you know, off, you know, but it would motivate me. I would sort of laugh at it, and I'd like, you know, take it on the chin, and that would like make me laugh how someone can take such defense and, you know, how it can hurt them. That it's just like a minute of call. You can say, oh, I'm not interested, no thanks. And you get some people that get right up their ass about it as if it's the end of the world. You know, there's a lot more worse things going on in the world than a 10 second telephone call from a cold caller, you know, just no thanks. But them ones are the worst, because they'll moan about us ringing them, but they're the ones that stay on the phone the longest, you know.
they'll speak. That's a good point, actually.
It's mental. It's a mental.
Yeah.
You think they'd be so pissed off, they want to get rid of you, but they don't. They complain, and they're the ones that stay on the phone the longest. And they'll speak to you for a few minutes. They'll be like, F and this, F and that. Where do you get my number from? Why you call me? And then once they've spoken to you for a few minutes, then they go, oh, can I speak to a manager? You know? It's just if you're not interested, just hang up and piss off.
I want to get on to another call. I've got targets to meet. Exactly. Here.
They can be the worst for staying on the phone sometimes.
They can definitely be. I mean, just to talk about Nev, RIP, passed away. I think that was a surprise from what I've read in the newspapers.
Yeah, it was just it was during COVID. It was. He was one of these anti-vaxxers, you know, type. I haven't had my vaccines, but I'm one of these people that think sort of, if you want it done, great, and if you don't, so be it, you know, and that's it. Nev was very much, don't get it done, don't do it, it's a hoax, it's a this, and he was like sort of like protesting against it, and it turns out the Nev actually had COVID, and he slipped into a coma, and he'd actually passed away, and that is typical Nev, honestly. For it to happen to him, that's typical Nev, you know?
Yes.
But it's just gone so quick now. He's been passed, 2 years and about a month or so? And it's just flown by. And literally a year after, within weeks, Griff had passed away, not far off, bang, on a year after.
Yeah.
I mean, we used to joke about it before he passed away, Griff, saying, you know, cause so many people have gone their own way from the call centre now. They should do like an aftermath, but obviously Griff has passed away now, so there'd be no bugger left, you know?
That's the thing.
Nev's gone.
Do you think it was a curse working there?
It must be flipping that kind of worry, you know?
You know, what's that film? I can't think of what the film was called now, where they all avoid the plane crash, and then it comes, the death follows them all around and kills them
I can't think what
it's called, but that's it now. They're coming after you, we've got to laugh and joke about it because otherwise...
Yeah, I've got to be honest, Griff would laugh and joke about it himself that he's dead, you know?
It was a character.
Oh, honestly, brilliant.
But, I mean, obviously, Nev, do you think he would have made a good football manager?
Yeah. He's got that... Nev's got a good balance. He's got a great sense of humour. He's got a bit of character about him. But... Yeah. If you piss Nev off, you'll know about it. You know he's one of them. He can be a bit of a hothead as well.
But you knew where you stood with him, didn't you?
Say it again.
You knew where you stood with him.
Yeah, 100%. Like I said, if I'd pissed him off, I knew I pissed him off.
Yeah,
you would know about it.
I'm sure you did one or two times, if I remember.
Yeah, because he can't. He's a big lad. He's a lump of a bloke. Do you mean 6'4"? Must have been about. Touching 20 stone, lump of a bloke, and he's not someone you want to piss off either, you know?
No. And do you keep in touch with any of the other gang? Like you say, I know you did with Tweed, didn't you?
Yeah, I've always had contact with Hayley on and off, you know?
Yeah.
We got on great, you know, quite similar, to be fair, in the way our personalities are as well. So... I stay in contact with her. I got her on Instagram. We speak on there, here and there.
Yeah.
I got on Facebook and that. I was really close with Twee for years and years. He had twins and he set up his own company. So he's always snowed in and he's a bit busy, but we're still close, but we just don't see as much as we used to, you know? But a lot of the people that worked in the call centre that had like glimpses of the camera or who worked there, I actually work with now, but they didn't really feature.
Yes.
A lot of people that were working the call center went their own way, setting up call centers themselves then, you see, after it.
There was a boom in that, wasn't there, at the time? That was the thing.
Swansea, honestly, is call centers everywhere.
Yeah. I've got to say, I mean, the one scene that I remember well talking about being a football manager, and I know you've gone on into it a little bit, but first of all, Do you still like your beans on toast?
Oh, I love them. Yeah, I love them. I tell you what, I'm big on Jack potato beans and cheese now rather than beans on toast.
Oh, Jack, you can't beat Jack, honestly. I love that. I'm with you on that one.
Funny enough, I'm having Jack potato now, but there's no beans. I'm having tuna salad with my glass of wine beer.
Oh, no, you get a Jackie potato with a big dub of butter on it, like you say, baked beans and cheese.
Yeah, it's an easy, solid meal, isn't it?
It is. It certainly is. But the scene I'm obviously, you know, the scene I'm on about where you're at home and, you know, you get to see
I'm making my breakfast. The BBC have turned up, but I'm in the middle of making sausage, beans and on toast.
And then you've got these bits of paper because obviously you, Willow should explain, you're managing the call centre football team.
Yeah.
You were given the bit,
it was a bit off cuff. So they were planning on coming on. They've just turned up and I am prepared for it at all. I've just grabbed bits of paper. I'm going back and forth in the middle, cooking my beans and eggs. And do you know what I mean? It was like they were always meant to turn up, but at the time it was just off the cuff where the position they've caught me in when I'm making breakfast.
Yeah.
You know, my hair's all over the shop. I got bits of paper and stuff everywhere, you know.
Oh, no, indeed. Did you ever go along to the singles night?
No, I did. At the time, I had a partner, featured in, I don't know if you remember the episode, Sean, she featured in the episode, because I was in two main episodes, one in the first series, which I had, like, disciplinary.
You at your best, didn't we?
Yeah. I had obviously took the football team, I had disciplinary and things like that, and then the other episode was then, I found a love and I've settled down a bit. And, you know, that was in the second series then. But no, I didn't go to singles night. I'd partner the majority of it, apart from the first sort of.
Fair point. And you did do a football management, you were telling me.
Yeah. Obviously, did the football management in the call centre episode. I took the works team against the Cardiff office. That didn't go down too well. We lost some penalties.
Yes, you did.
But since then, I mean, I played football every week since I was 6, 7 years old. But it was about 2017. About that. I broke my arm. I was playing for Penland at the time, which was my last club. So I wanted to stay involved with football. So I was assistant manager of the Penland team. And outside the sort of semi-pro, they're probably the best one, if not one of the best amateur teams. For the last 10 years, they've won all of the West Wales Cup, you know, the Swansea Leagues, all sorts for the last 10 years. So I was given the first team manager hand as assistant then, you know, just having my sort of 10 pence, give him what I think about him, you know, and he'd come to me like for a second opinion sort of thing. But I loved it. Absolutely loved it. I'll definitely do management one day and I think I'll be quite good at it.
Love it, absolutely love it. That's another one of the well-known catchphrases that obviously you've that's one's worn off on you. But I've got to say, it's nice to see that England aren't the only team that lose on penalties. I just thought I'd get that one in there. I've got to ask, because look, I said it at the start, chicken head, and... You have a daughter and she knows you as Daddy Chickenhead.
As you can see my hair in that picture compared to that chicken that you put up, as I've got older, my hair's calmed down a bit over the years.
Yes.
Whereas going back a few years before that, I used to have blonde, spiky hair. And rather than that red but there, it would be blonde. So that's where the nickname came from, because obviously I had a Mohican and chickens have that thing in the head, on the top of their head. So that's where it's just come from. And a pensioner gave me the nickname down the football club. I was about 15, 16.
I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt that I would say you know better than I do where your name came from. But have you ever Googled Chickenhead?
I know it's something to do like a American hoe or something. Is it a fuck like that?
Well, let me just say that when I Googled it, I was a bit shocked because it's an American English slang term.
It's big over there, isn't it? The term Chickenhead, they use it in songs and stuff.
Yeah, in popular hip hop, but it is also typically used in a derogatory manner towards women. The term means the motion of the head while performing, and we won't go into the rest.
Yeah, we know what you're trying to get at.
I'm thinking like when that first came, I thought, no, it can't. No,
I actually didn't know that until a few years after I was called Chickenhead. I didn't know that myself not so long ago. But yeah,
you said don't call me Chickenhead anymore. Don't call me Chickenhead. You know. Well, hopefully that your team won't be running around like headless chickens when we meet.
Lately, well, I wouldn't even say we run around. I'm not sure what we do at the minute.
But I know you've not sort of got a lot of info, but you have got a new manager in Luke Williams. Came in from Notts County. you were struggling this season, weren't you?
Yeah, very, very inconsistent. Like I said, as the years gone by, we just lost our way a bit. We had this style of play, the Swansea loaner, you know, Barcelona type of, you know, one touch, keep ball, triangles, pass, move. But we've seemed to have lost our way, lost our identity, you know. We're just not consistent enough. There's players, I think, that are not good enough. We haven't got the youth coming through like we used to have when we had, you know, Joe Allen, you know, Ben Davis, Conor Oz, players that were progressing, coming through the ranks, and then were progressing, making big money moves, money coming in. But it just hasn't seemed to happen for us properly for years. We're scrimping by. The money's coming over the years for transfers. We're trying to get loans in, freeze, rather than investing back into the squad. And this is where a lot of fans are getting pissed off with the owners.
Yes, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, we're quite lucky with owners. We're very happy with ours.
Absolutely.
But I can remember that particular season when we won the trophy behind me. Then.
Unbelievable. I had the shivers just listening to Andrea Bocelli sing, and I love Andrea Bocelli. I'll put him on Alexa in the bath sometimes. Honestly, right. I love him. I have a bottle of beer in the bath listening to like Time to Say Goodbye or Nessa Dorma or something. I love it.
He has got the most amazing voice.
Incredible. Gives me the shivers, goosebumps.
Definitely. And I'd had a season ticket the season before with my son, but I live on the South Coast, so it was like an 8-hour return journey. And the season before, we were bottom for so long, and I've been going, I can't do this for another season. My son was going off to uni, so I'll give up my season ticket. That was a good decision, wasn't it?
Honestly, on social media, we get that every single season with Swansea City. I'm not renewing it, and they end up renewing it. But you can see why they won, because a lot of people are getting pissed off with the owners. They, you know, rinsing the club, you know, getting money in from transfers or not investing enough. Like I said, we just got no purpose. It's like, rather than like trying to kick on, it's just we're bringing in, like I said, loan players, freebies, and it's like we're not investing enough to kick on, or we've gone a bit quiet from the youth side of it. We haven't got the players that's come through the ranks the last few years that are looking, you know, special, or they could play higher.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Away days are great, but when you can't play away, there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus. Serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. I mean, you know, what was that? Was that then really not Michael Duff's problem, you know, fault that you were struggling?
I got to be honest. The Swans job is a great job to take, but it's a tough job. It's a tough job. The last few seasons, like I said, since we come back down the Premier League, you know, we had a push with Cooper on that. He's done brilliant. He did brilliant, to be fair, which is why not Forrest picked him up. But yeah. I think since then, the last two, three seasons, I can't see where we're going. There's just no drive, no purpose. It's just we're neither here nor there. You know, we don't look like we're going to push top three or playoffs. We don't look like. I don't think some fans are saying, "Oh, we'll go down." We're sort of like just low to middle of the road. We're not doing much. We look like we're going to be one of these teams that's just going to hover about the championship for years to come. No.
we actually went down to the third tier, which was when basically I believe that the revival started. But before that, we were just hanging around like a bad smell, lift.
It just gets a bit boring as a fan. I'd rather, as stupid as it sounds, I'd rather see this in a relegation battle. just something to play for, you know, a bit of excitement. Yes. I mean, we're just so inconsistent, so middle of the road. You don't know what team's going to turn up from one game to the next. We don't look like we can put a run of results together. You know, I don't fancy us against anyone, home or away at the minute.
And
I absolutely love the Swans. I'd love to see us win every game, but I'm just looking at the team. I'm looking at some of the players, the owners, and I'm just scratching my head. I just don't know what direction.
I agree with you totally, because I mean, we were like that last season. You know, we'd look at it and we think, right, where is the next win going to come from? You know, we just could not see it. And, you know, we kind of sleptwalked into relegation. We almost, you know, we said, oh, you're too good to go down. No, we were not, because we did go down.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
But, you know, I mean, you know, this, well, last season, I think you were 10th, weren't you? The season before, 15th. You had a couple of seasons. I mean, you got into the playoffs for a couple
of
seasons.
Yeah, I just missed out there. But like I said, at the minute, it's no, I don't think we've got any really sense of direction as to what we're doing and what our purpose is.
I mean, that's your season so far. Like I say, 10th last season. And you're not going to go down because there's worse teams than Swansea in that division. So I don't think there's any chance.
Exactly. Yeah, you always get the fans that, oh, we're going to go down if not careful. We're going to go down. Nah, we're not. We're good enough to stay up, but we're not good enough to kick on at the minute. Something needs to change. Money needs to be invested in the squad. And like I said, it's a great job for Luke Williams to take coming in. Mm. But at the same time, it's a very tough job because, like I said, there's no sense of direction.
And I think when a manager comes in mid-season, we've all had it at whatever team you are where that has happened. You know, a manager comes in and there's very little he can do.
He's got
the January transfer window, but that's the ball ache, to be honest with you.
He's more or less come in doing it, you know?
Yes.
And like I said, they're gonna have to realistically give him at least a year from now because, like I said, we're not doing nothing in the championship this year. It's sort of, you know, if you could pick up a few wins, great, but we're not going to be doing anything this year. It's just rebuilding now over the summer and hopefully can spend a bit of money, bring in a few players. He could bring in a few players he likes and then maybe we could start the season on a high and then look at things. You know,
it's a tough division.
Anyone could beat everyone.
I mean, we do a prediction league on this channel, and my God, you know, I didn't do too bad in the Premier League, but coming down here, I can't get a prediction right for love nor money. Yeah. I say anybody can beat anybody on the day.
Oh, 100%. It's such a competitive league. It's such a hard league to get out. You see so many teams, they miss out on the playoffs every single season, or they'll get in the playoffs and they'll never get, they don't get promoted. They get the finals and they'll keep missing out. It's such a competitive league. Southampton are flying now. We look at Ipswich flying. They've the last six games, I think it is. I think they've drawn four or five of the last six games. So that, you know, teams are catching up. You know, Southampton at Leeds, it's just such a competitive league. I can't see, it's going to be Leicester. Leicester, I think, realistically, they're going to win the league. And I think you've probably got Leeds or Southampton then.
I mean, I've got to be honest with you.
I've always fancied Ipswich to tail off anyway.
Well, everybody says that, and I agree. You would think that they would in the great scheme of things, but I keep looking. Every time we sort of draw or lose, we look at it, for God's sake, Ipswich, just bloody lose a game, will you?
Yeah, I know. Just look at the clubs around you, just drop a point, you know?
Yes, yeah.
Or slam them.
We had a great start. And there's I mean, you know, we came down and everybody was saying like, oh, you know, like PSG are the championship and you got all this money. And yet we're struggling to buy a £2 million midfielder at the moment. You know, but we got rid of a lot of money.
You've got so much strength and depth, you know.
That is the thing.
Jamie Vardy's your backup striker now and he's probably one of the best strikers in the league.
We were talking about that on an early show.
He's been one of the best strikers for the last sort of 7-8 years in the Premier League, and now he's a backup striker in the Championship, and you're flying.
He could still outrun half the other team.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And he's your backup striker, and he's literally one of the best strikers, if not the best striker in the league, as proven.
He's got the history, and I think the thing with Jamie Vardy is, it's the story, isn't it? From where he came from.
I love that he's stuck with them. That's what I love. He's gone right up, and he's coming back down, and the loyalty's there, and he's hoping to go back up again. But I think if they go up next year, then he probably will. I think
his contract's up at the end of this season.
That's why I said it. So are they going to renew it when he's 36, 37? He's in the Premier League. I don't think so.
It would if we go like up,
coaching role, maybe coaching something involved with the club.
Sorry, say that again. Sorry.
I think they could maybe give him another year and keep him.
I was going to say that. Yes, probably give him like a. Well, they don't have testimonials these days. They're on so much.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, but he's not signing any 3 or 5 year contracts, is he? Let's be honest.
But if we go up and we struggle, I don't want that to be his last season. It's almost like if we go up on the high that you've taken us, helped us go.
It would be perfect now, wouldn't it? To be win the league, get promoted, like you said, and then.
Yes, but
I don't see where he would go. You know, would he go? I think he could go and bang goals in the MLS. Even at the
Yeah, I mean, he did actually own a team in America, but that kind of went bump. Or you say he co-owned a team, I should say. He's not short of a bob or two. His wife, well, she wasn't short of a bob or two until she lost the case against Mrs. Rooney. But yeah, I mean, he could go to lower league. He's got an academy. He could throw himself into that. But look, you know, he's amazing, and they should, you know, there's an argument they should build a statue to him, and I don't think many people would argue with that.
Yeah, I wouldn't. To be fair, he has been a Leicester legend. He's literally taken him up, and he's got, well, obviously gone back down now. He'll be taking you back up again. I know he hasn't scored the goals he has over the years, but he's a great player to have in the squad.
Oh, God, yeah. It's the thought of, like, you know, tomorrow night, if he doesn't start, I wouldn't start him, if you like. I would start Cannon, who you probably remember from Preston last season.
Yeah.
But your guys, if you're on 75 minutes and you're thinking, you see Jamie Vardy warming up about to come on.
Exactly. Brilliant. You know, 15, 20 minutes, he's still got a bit of pace. Coming on against tired legs, he's going to be he's still going to be a handful in that league, especially.
Yeah. Yes, he is. I mean, did you go to the game, the first game?
No, I didn't, no. Because I play a lot of football myself, that's the issue. But if the game's a midweek or a Sunday, I'll go down.
Yeah.
Unless my game is off. But I try, because I'm 36 now myself, and I love my football, I try and play as much as I can. So I'm playing football every week on a Saturday now, but I'll always put them on the Fire Stick or something.
Yes. Yeah. Ooh. We all have a Fire Stick, don't we? But I mean, it was 3-1 in the end, obviously. You had taken the lead, Swansea. So Matt Grimes, is he still with you?
Yes, he's still with us, yeah.
Yeah. But then we
very good player, good on the ball.
Yeah.
He's one of the few players I'd probably keep, to be fair.
Oh, I was going to say, if he's still with you, is he likely to start?
I think he's been there like nearly 9 years now, something.
Oh, has he? Oh, right.
Yeah, it's been a very long time, 8-9 years.
Well, we got the win. We got Yannick Vestergaard, it hit his chest and went in, and then we got a couple of late goals. But, you know, looking at that, you didn't disgrace yourself against us. It was, you know, pretty much up until, well, we say you were leading from the 20th minute.
Yeah, well, exactly. Like, on a day, like I said, we can beat anyone, but, like, at the minute, I just don't fancy us against anyone or to get a result. But, like we said earlier, it's such a competitive league. Anyone can beat anyone on the day, you know. If we turn up, we could win tomorrow, but based on form and the way the season's gone, We're seeing goals at the minute, and I fancy away tomorrow to Leicester, maybe a 3-0 or something like that. I honestly do.
Really? Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Honestly.
Obviously, you're in the same league as Cardiff, dare I mention it. If you are not going to go up or not going to go down, is a good season for you finishing above Cardiff?
Yeah, it's always, I think, it's bragging rights. Yeah, I think that, because like I said, Cardiff are neither here nor there either, pretty much in the similar sort of position, you know, the mid-table sort of team. But, what's that, 16? Yeah, just above us, 2 places. What's that? 4 points. I think I honestly think a positive for the season would be to finish above Cardiff City. That would be a positive for us.
Yes.
100%.
Yes.
The fact that we're not going to get relegated, because we're not bad enough to go down.
No,
even though some fans will say yes, we are. We're not that bad, but at the same time, we're not good enough to kick on. We haven't got enough quality or depth to kick on. So I think the positive season would be to be finishing above Cardiff. I think for Luke Williams to take on the job, the position we're in now, I think finishing above Cardiff would be an achievement going into, you know, pre-season, next season, and hopefully build on for that, maybe bring in a few players, maybe push for playoffs next season. Because he needs time. He needs time. It's a competitive league. He's come in the position, what, 16th of the league now. It's a nothing season, effectively. Yeah. And I think the positive outcome for the season would be for us to finish above Cardiff, which is 4 points in this league. It's not a lot.
No, it definitely
is. You're going to run a two or three games. You know, teams play each other around each other. You can easily make up that 4 points within two or three games.
What sort of... Because I didn't... Obviously, I didn't see that game, being on the South Coast. But what sort of... Do you play a pressing game? Or what sort of game does Swansea play? Well, yeah, he's difficult with a change of manager. Has he changed at all?
Like I said, it's just it's early days at the minute, so we're still sort of getting used to Luke Williams' style of play. You know what he's going to do, what sort of substitutions he's going to make to impact the game. You know, the last couple of games he has gone into a negative sort of starting lineup. But like I said, it's early days. It's hard to tell. It may be just because of players' availability, because it was the FA Cup as well. But it's, like I said, an FA Cup. If you've got nothing on in the league, you really fancy yourself. You know, let's go have a cup run. You know,
yes.
Let's bit of money. Let's have a big tie in the Premier League. But it's just we went into the game with a bit of a negative starting lineup, and you look at the team, then you think, we're going to be defending for 90 minutes. We don't look like scoring a goal. And that's exactly what happened.
Who did you play?
Oh, Bournemouth, wasn't it?
Of course it was.
We got absolutely hammered.
Yes.
But I was looking at the starting lineup and I was thinking, we don't look like we're going to... Where are we going to get goals from? I just looked at the starting lineup. Defensive. Allen, Fulton, Grime. You know what I mean? Playing with three sort of like sitting type defensive deep line midfielders. I'm like, where are you going to get the goals from? You should be thinking, right, this season now it's more or less a write-off. We're not going up, we're not going down.
Yeah,
go and attack. You know, yes. It's an FA Cup game. It's on the day. You know, go and hurt them. You know, it doesn't matter if we lost 5-0 anyway, but it wouldn't matter if we'd lost 5-0 and at least we'd had a go. You know,
it is. If you're going to lose, you're going to lose. But at least go down.
It's the manner. In the way you lose, if you're going to push for it and you're going to put an attackive lineup and you push in and you're getting caught on the counter, you can understand a bit more, because at least you've had a go. But it was like we went into negative lineup and it was just, I mean, an FA Cup, you've got to be pushing for it. It's on the day.
Of course, as well, if you'd beaten Bournemouth, you'd have got us in the next round.
Well, there you go, and that'd have been perfect, wouldn't it?
Yeah, wouldn't it just? But I must admit, I live just outside Bournemouth, so to me it's like a home game. So I'm not complaining. But look, no.
Are you local to the Leicester City ground?
No. I live just outside Bournemouth.
Oh, is it? Oh, I didn't know that.
I was born and brought up in Leicester. I left Leicester at 21, went up to sort of Blackpool, Blackburn, Burnley, moved around there, and then just came down to the South Coast about 10 years ago. Which is what I say was when we won the when we sort of did the Great Escape. Myself and my son had a season ticket, and we'd go up every week, or every week of the week for the home games, and it was just a case of drive that 4-hour drive back down to the South Coast when you've just lost a game. You know, it was. Oh, it is. I said, this is it. Yeah. And my son was going off to uni. I said, I'm not going to do it. I can't afford it really on my own. And it's boring on my own. And I'll get rid of my season ticket. And then we went and won the bloody thing. It's just typical. I always say, if I had bought my season ticket, we wouldn't have won it. But there we go. But look, I'm going to ask you, I think I can guess which way this is going, because you've kind of touched on it before.
Yeah.
Give us your, if you can mind, your score predictions for the game.
3-0 or 3-1 I'm going to go for.
I presume you're going to Leicester from what you said earlier.
Absolutely, yes. And I don't like going against us, but sometimes I'm a bit of a neutral, and you know, if I think it's going to go one way, I'll say, rather than being biased.
Yes.
But yeah, I fancy 3-0 to 3-1 Leicester. And that's only because, like I said, we're leaking goals at the minute and we're not looking great going forward either.
I mean, I've got to be honest with you, you know, and don't always presume that, you know, we are going to walk away with these things or the title, because, you know, Sheffield Wednesday came to us bottom of the league and got a point.
Yeah.
You know, we
anything can happen.
You know, we've beaten Southampton, we've beaten West Brom. We've won and lost to Coventry. We haven't lost to Ipswich, but it is quite often the teams that are further down the division that we can struggle against, to be honest with you. You
know. And it takes a silly mistake or two, doesn't it?
It does, and we are open to doing a silly mistake on that. But I must admit, I have gone 3-1 as well. So unfortunately, I do apologise, as it is to Leicester, but I just have a feeling, you know, we won at the weekend in the FA Cup, having got battered in the first half, to be honest with you, but he made some good changes.
Yeah, I looked at that. The stats were pretty even overall in the end, weren't they, against Birmingham?
A tale of two halves.
There wasn't much difference between the stats.
No, fair play to Birmingham. If they'd had the shooting boots on, it would have been completely different. Well,
that's the thing. See, they've probably turned up and they've had a go. Yeah, they've got nothing to play on, really.
No, obviously, no, they're in the same position, having just got rid of Wayne Rooney. But
yeah, I think you get the new manager, and normally you pick up a couple of results or here and there. But like I said, turn up, FA Cup, it's on the day. Go, if you've got nothing to play for in the league, just go and have a go. Yeah. You know, get yourself a cup run, get yourself a bit of money, get yourself a Premier League tie, a nice away journey.
Because I sort of said, you know, if we ever lose any of the FA Cup games, I'm not going to cry, because it's not our priority this season.
It's a bonus, isn't it? It's a bonus.
It is. This season, it is definitely a bonus. But now we are one game off, and if Craig's still in, he's probably going to be laughing at me saying this, but we're one game off a quarterfinal. And once you get that, those
stranger things have happened.
Right, yes.
Stranger things have happened. Leicester City, you know, over the course of a season.
Yes.
No one thought they were going to win that league. No one.
No, they didn't. And I think with Bournemouth as well, I mean, we went out the Carabao Cup to Liverpool. But look, if we get promoted, we're going to lose to the likes of Liverpool and Man City anywhere. Where Bournemouth, we think we could probably go to Bournemouth and
win. I agree.
Yeah. So that will sort of see how far we're going. But
quality-wise, even now, you know, Bournemouth, you know, they've had a relatively good season, but I think quality-wise, there's not an awful lot between Bournemouth and Leicester, quality-wise. You know, Leicester, top end, you know, probably be bottom end Premier League, and they're not far off there or thereabouts. So I don't think there's much quality between the clubs, even though they're in different leagues.
Yeah. Here we go. Craig said, I'm worried I wanted Maidstone, to be honest. All I will say on that is I can remember in the FA Cup, many, many years ago, it was under Peter Taylor. Martin O'Neill had left, and we were into the quarterfinals, and Wycombe Wanderers were in the quarterfinals. I think they were in either the third or fourth tier. And I said that the game we want is a home tie against Wycombe Wanderers. We got a home tie against Wycombe Wanderers, and they beat us. So be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But I think it's a good competitive tie, that is.
And it is, yes.
I honestly look at that fixture and I think that could go either way.
I think it could. I think you're 100%. Right. 100%. If we lose, I mean, we're in the position where if we lose, we lose.
Yeah, exactly. If you win, it's a bonus, isn't it?
Exactly. At this, but no, look, Matthew, thank you so much for coming on. What does the future hold for Chickenhead now?
I've got my own little routine. I like my own little quiet life now. I play football. I go to the gym. I work. I'm very much a routine type person.
Yeah.
Like today now, for example, work. Then I went to the gym on lunch, my lunch break. I worked in the afternoon again. I went to the gym for like 40 minutes after work. So I've done two lots of gym today. 7 to 8, I went for a nice bath and a sauna. And then I did a bit of shopping in Aldi's, picked up a bit of food, bottle of wine, and just chilled. And I've had the Wrexham and Blackburn game on here in the background now.
So, hoping for a Blackburn win, I would imagine.
Work, gym and football, that's it, really.
Just please, whatever you do, if you do go to the gym, please do not wear a pink top.
Why a pink top?
Who was it was on the show?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh, yeah. Yeah.
He was a modest guy as well, wasn't he?
If he was chocolate, he would eat himself, honestly. And he wasn't. He wasn't up to much. But, he was just pumped full of steroids. He was.
I love the line he said.
I think his name was Corey. I think it was.
Was it? I can't remember what his name was. He's not on the list here. But I think he went out with Chloe.
Yeah, he had his little 5 minutes where he was obsessed with the gym and he was dating this girl and that. But yeah. Not many people took a shine to him.
Well, I'm not surprised. I think his quote was that, you know, we're not getting on now. But in fairness, Chloe's not going to get any better than me, but I can get better than
this
Chloe.
Is what I mean. He was up his ass for no reason. Like I said, if he was chocolate, he'd eat himself. And he, honestly.
That is the line I'm going to take away from this show. If he was chocolate, he would eat himself. I love it.
Yeah, honestly, he would.
Look, Matthew, it's been great having you on. Thank you so much for giving
no problem at all.
Coming on. I'd say good luck for tomorrow, but I wouldn't mean it. But for the rest of the season, good
luck.
I'll
be watching tomorrow. I haven't got anything planned. So I'll be coming home. I'll be watching the football on the Fire Stick.
Well, do feel free to. I'm doing a watch along via the same way as well. It's a damn lot cheaper, I tell you, than Sky Sports and BT.
Well, yeah. I think that's what most people do these days. They stream it, Fire Sticks and that. I mean,
exactly, the
thing is, Sky Sports, BT Sports, TNT Sports and all that shebang is an absolute rip-off, isn't it?
It is. Not that we recommend you breaking the law and doing that, of course.
Absolutely. I'd never do that.
Never. As if. We're just hypothesizing here, aren't we? Exactly. You know? But no, feel free to come in and comment on the video if you want to. I know you, and I'm sure you will if you win in.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I'll be straight on.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. Mate, all the best for the rest of the season. Thank you so much for giving
us. Yeah, lovely speaking.
And coming on. And have a good week. Take care, buddy. Yeah, thank you. Oops, oh, look at me there. Let me just get rid of myself, as they say. There we go. And I can do that. Look, I do appreciate it when people come on. I really, really do. They give up their own time to come on. I really do appreciate that. So thank you so very much to Matthew. And if you haven't seen it yet, I don't know if it's still on iPlayer, but do go and check the call centre out, especially if you work in that sort of environment. It is absolutely brilliant. And like I say, everybody that was on there, Griff, RIP to Griff as well. I love the guy. Nev, Matthew there that we've just had on. Hayley, who could we forget? So do go and check those out. But look, we've got a football match tomorrow. We will be back here 7 o'clock for the watch along. Do join us for that. And then we'll be back on Thursday with a preview for the Stoke game. And then the Prediction League on Saturday. No, it's not. The Prediction League is on Friday. Because again, we're playing Stoke on Saturday. Which, do you remember when we used to play Stoke and it was a bit of a derby? That's changed, hasn't it? That's changed. But no, thanks very much, guys. If you are new, please do smash the likes and subscribe to the channel. If you're watching, just give us a like as well. That does help the channel. And if you've been listening on your favourite podcast platform, thank you so very, very much. Take care. I will see you tomorrow night, hopefully 7 o'clock. Stay safe. Goodbye.
Thanks for watching. These videos are tremendous. You better like them too or I'll be back.
The TalkSport Fan Network is the ultimate on-demand destination for the UK's best fan-led football podcasts.
Including Leicester Till I Die, independent analysis and reaction for the Foxes faithful.
The TalkSport Fan Network.
Unbeatable club-dedicated content created by the fans, for the fans.
Follow the podcast on the TalkSport Fan Network.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mate's already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.